Welcome everybody, Shia number 1048. We're learning today Le'ilei Nishmas Moshe Doif Ben Rabbi Aaron Zisel. Le'ilei Nishmas Blima Basel Rabbi Moshe. Refuah Shleima Rabbi Shmuel Ben Itta Etel and Refuah Shleima Chana Bas Barish. Takav Refuah Shleima Pesach Shor Choy Le'Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Koitzer. So now the question is, for example, somebody has a bunch of grapes and the grapes are on a stem, right? So the question is, we're in the middle of the Malacha of Koitzer. I'm removing something from the stem, from the branch, or I tear off a branch from a tree and so on. So how could I go ahead and take a grape off a bunch of grapes from the stem? From the stem where the grapes are, a bunch of grapes, if I pull it off, is that a problem of kotzer? Another interesting example which comes up is, it was brought to my attention, interesting, that sometimes children before Shabbos still have a cut off a branch, and the branch has apples on it possibly, or some other fruit, or plums maybe possibly, and they bring it into the house before Shabbos, and now the question is, you know, on Shabbos they want to tear it off, and from the branch that was torn off the tree with the apples, with the plums, with the whatever it is, and they want to eat it on Shabbos, is that a problem? And again, we're dealing with cases whereby the grapes were removed before Shabbos, or the apples, or the plums, or whatever, oranges, whatever the case is, these fruits were removed before Shabbos, but the question is, they're still now attached to the branch, to the stem, or so on. Is that a problem to pull off on Shabbos? Or maybe we have to say that one cannot eat grapes. You can't pull off the grapes from the stem because you have to do it before Shabbos. Okay, so that's not the case. It's not a problem to pull it off. In all these cases, it's a Beferish Ramah. Says the Ramah in our Simin Shin Lamed Vav, which we're working on, the Melach of Kaitzer. He says like this, says the Ramah, Yichur Shel Ilan, it's like the branch or the stem or whatever it is the from the tree itself, shenifshach me'erev Shabbos minewilin uvoy peres, that was torn off, this branch or whatever, the stem was torn off from this tree or from the grapevine or whatever from before Shabbos, and minhu ilan uvoy peres, and on it is still fruits, whether it's the apples or the oranges or the plums or the grapes or whatever the case is, you have on it fruits. So now it tells us the Rama, mutter litloy shaperes, you could go ahead and tear off the fruits from the stem on Shabbos, or the fruits from that branch on Shabbos. Now, we have to keep in mind, from Erev Shabbos, it was torn off on Erev Shabbos. So the Bir Halacha, interesting, he explains a little bit further that one has to be careful. He says, in conjunction with that which we said, Shenifshach me'erev Shabbos, Hainu she'enoi yachal lichyos, He says a case which we'll get to in a minute, but the point is, being over here, before we explain the Bir Halacha, is that it was already severed, it was already cut off from the source of growth, from the source of nourishment, right? This branch, or this stem, or whatever it was already cut off, was already removed from the source of nourishment, the source of growth, and therefore pulling something off that's on it is no problem, because you're allowed to tear something off in a case like this, and not always, as long as it's not for a constructive purpose. We're not going to get into the whole thing now with paper and so on. It's a little bit of a different subject, which we've spoken about in the past. But in such a case, it's just to pull it off is no problem. But now the Bir Halacha says another interesting case, which is even further. But in the end, he says just to be careful, just to read it again. Even in a case, even if you'll say that the branch is a little bit attached, it's not attached, but the klipose is like the shell, you know, the outside shell. Like sometimes you have like a little piece of the shell that's attached still to the tree with this branch. Even in such a case, he says it would be okay, because as long as there's no nutrition going into the branch. But the Bir Halacha ends off and says one should not do that, because mikol makom yesh lizor b'zeh, don't do that. Why? The ein olam b'kiyum b'kach, because not everybody is a gardener, right? Not everybody's a gardener, tells us the Bir Halacha. Not everybody knows about these things. No, people don't know. Sometimes you might see it's a little bit attached through the shell or through the outside peel of the branch, where there's nothing, no nourishment going in, and it's already dead, it's finished, and that's it. It's just a question of pulling off the the fruits. According to the letter of the law, it's okay, but says Mishabura Biralacha, don't do that because we're not Bekiyim. We don't know. We're not gardeners. We can't tell people in general, the average person, especially nowadays living in the city and so on, people can't tell if it's still getting the nourishment from the tree, still not. So if it's somewhat attached to the tree, like this branch, and you want to pull off the fruits, even though you could see a person, Mamish sees that it's still a tiny drop attached, but it's only from the outside shell, and it's no nourish. It's mamish, nothing going in. It's already dead. The whole thing's dead. Even in such a case, says Bir Alacha, not to do it. Ve'ein lahatir, he says, ve'ein lahatir ki im kishen nifrad legamrei mehu ila. The only time we're matir it is if it was totally severed, totally cut off already from the tree, from before Shabbos. Again, we want to keep in mind from before Shabbos, because getting back to what we spoke about last time, very important concept that when fruits fall from a tree on Shabbos itself, you can't use those fruits because they become mukseh. Items that were attached benesh mashes right before going into Shabbos benesh mashes on Shabbos itself to a tree. Fruits, grapes, whatever the case is, and now on Shabbos itself it fell off, it's muksa because of the fact that they were anything attached before Shabbos remains muksa, even though it fell off on Shabbos. So these are only cases that one is sure that the branch or whatever it is fell off on Shabbos, or they person pulled it off themselves on Shabbos, number one. And number two, like the Bir Alacha said, to make sure to be mafrit, to shenifrit legamri meyula, to make sure that it's totally torn off of the tree from before Shabbos. So this is a very, very important point to keep in mind, that a lot of times, especially now, again, coming up to 7 months, people are, whatever it is, outside, upstate, in places where there's a lot of trees, and this could be fruits, and then the grape vines, and then various, many, many different type of things, growing, and if somebody talked before Shabbos, they tore off the branch, and see, even though they did not remove the fruits from the branch, it would be okay to take them off on Shabbos. But just to be careful, even though it might be somewhat attached, and it might be dead, and it might be only a little tiny drop attached by from the outside shell or whatever, not to do it on Shabbos. And of course, like we said, especially moreover, if the fruits were attached or anything was attached before Shabbos and it fell off, in other words, going banish mushes or going into Shabbos, and then on Shabbos itself, either the branch fell off or the trees or the fruits fell off, or the grapes fell off, or whatever the case is, because now it became ripe, or possibly a wind came, it could be it was ripe and it didn't fall off, or a heavy wind came and blew them off, but as long as they were attached, benesh mashes, or on Shabbos itself, one has to be extremely careful not to eat those fruits, they stay muksa. Okay, thank you for listening, atzlach and bracha, kol tov.